News on MissouriNet, I'm Bill Wise. The Grain Belt Express Project plans to run wind power transmission lines across 8 farm-filled counties in northern Missouri, from Buchanan through Rawls. Though the Public Service Commission has approved it, state lawmakers once again are trying to stop it from using eminent domain power as granted by the PSC, and the bill has passed the House. Yesterday, a Senate committee heard testimony on the bill. Disagreement over the power line project pits farmers in the northern part of the state against county commissioners in the southern part. Burley Lofton, the mayor of Ava, wants the power line's electricity rates in his southern Missouri town.
I'm bringing my interest from the southern part. One county separates my county, my town, from Arkansas. If this grain belt goes in, there's a possibility it can save us as a community as much as $267,000 a year. And we're a poor county, and that's a lot of money to a community like ours.
A litany of testimony for the bill to block the grain belt lasted well over an hour. The Missouri House has voted unanimously to expel Lee's Summit Representative Rick Raber. The House Ethics Committee released an investigative report this week about allegations that Raber, a Republican, abused his 4 adult children when they were younger. It says 2 of the children were allegedly sexually abused and 2 others reported being physically abused. On the House floor, Ethics Committee Chairman Travis Fitzwater, a fellow Republican, did not hold back.
We believe the state has failed Rick Raber's family, and horribly. They are broken with a part of their lives, the most important and impactful moments as children, a scourge on their memories. The abuses this family endured are to this day devastating, followed by years of counseling and broken pieces of lives that are yet to be put back together and likely never will.
In his committee testimony, Raber denied the abuse and blamed the allegations on his ex-wife and their bitter divorce. The House recommends law enforcement pursue possible criminal charges. Many Missouri families will load up the camper and head to the state fair this year. State Fair Director Mark Wolf tells MissouriNet affiliate KDRO in Sedalia, livestock exhibitors interested in camping can make reservations starting on May 3rd.
So there'll be a big rush on that, and it's all getting ready to come raining down out at the fairgrounds as we really roll into the entry part and all the other parts of getting ready for the fair.
About 28,000 livestock show entries are expected this year. The state fair will be August 12th through the 22nd in West Central Missouri's Sedalia. And Florissant police near St. Louis are tracing 2 drug overdoses at a nursing home to a worker at the facility. A nurse is accused of supplying heroin to a patient who in turn supplied the drugs to 2 patients who overdosed at Crystal Creek Health and Rehab Center. Investigators say the 2 patients had to be revived with Narcan. And nobody matched all the numbers in last night's Powerball drawing, up for grabs Saturday night, and estimated $104 million. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.